KORN News Radio Sports. It is Monday, August 11th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. A big college basketball commitment over the weekend as Wagner's Ashlyn Copel announced her verbal commitment to play for the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Copel, the 6'3" guard forward, ranked 9th nationally in the class of 2026. She chose Nebraska over other schools such as Duke, Kansas, Michigan State, and TCU. She averaged 22 points, 10 rebounds, nearly 5 assists, and 3.5 blocks last season as a junior for the Wagner Red Raiders. She was also named the South Dakota Gatorade Player of the Year. The Sioux Falls Little League team headed back to the Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, after defeating North Dakota on Friday afternoon 6-0. This marks the fourth trip to the tournament for Sioux Falls. Their first game is Wednesday when they take on Pennsylvania. It is the start of the fall sports season this week for the Mitchell Colonels, here about a week before school. Mitchell Girls Tennis, they start their season tomorrow. They'll travel to Huron to take on St. Thomas More in a duel at noon. That's followed by a 2 p.m. duel versus Aberdeen Roncalli. Mitchell Girls Tennis then heads to Sioux Falls later this week to compete in the Sioux Falls Christian Invite on Thursday and Friday. Also this week, it's Mitchell Soccer. They start their season Friday night when they travel to Harrisburg. The girls' varsity match set for 4 o'clock, followed by the boys at 6. Then the Colonels will host T-Area for their home opener on Saturday. Girls' match at 11, followed by the boys at 1 p.m. at Joe Quinnell Field. Also later today at the Pepsi-Cola Soccer Complex in Mitchell, it is Dakota Wesleyan Soccer as they host Gillette Community College out of Wyoming in a pair of exhibition matches, the women's game at 3 o'clock, followed by the men at 5 p.m. Also more collegiate soccer. SDSU women, they defeated Iowa Lakes Community College 11-0 on Friday in their final exhibition match as the Jackrabbits start the regular season this Thursday when they take on Missouri. USD women's soccer, their regular season also starts this Thursday when they will host Northern Iowa. Jeremy Nielsen and Josh Hartman, winners at the 55th annual Corn Palace Invitational two-man golf tournament over the weekend at the Wild Oak Golf Course on Saturday. The duo finished with 21 points for the tournament under the scoring system. That was 1 point better than second place Justice Morrison and Cade Carpenter. Minnesota Twins take 2 out of 3 over the weekend against the Kansas City Royals. It was rookie second baseman Luke Keyshaw with a 2-run home run to win it in the 11th. 31-year-old rookie Ryan Fitzgerald would also hit a home run for his first ever major league hit. Twins win 5-3 in the 11th. 2 outs in extra innings. Keyshaw would hit a fastball from Royals closer Carlos Estevez into the first row of seats in right center field. It's the Twins' 9th walk-off win of the season. It was the 3rd hit of the day for Keyshaw, who has now reached base in 12 straight games to start his major league career. Up next, the New York Yankees. That never goes well. 3-game series in New York tonight. Zebby Matthews gets the start. First pitch at 6:05 Central Time, and that'll be on MLB Network. And that's a look at your sports on this Monday morning. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.